Track 14, Drop Dead Gorgeous, Norfolk. Writer Ellie Griffiths set her best-selling History Whodunits in some of Norfolk's loveliest landscapes and is now celebrating them in words and photographs.
For centuries, death has stalked some of the most picturesque parts of Norfolk. And now the wild and wonderful landscapes which formed the backdrop to Ellie Griffiths' murder mysteries, starring forensic archaeologist Ruth Galloway, are taking centre stage in a new book. Ellie Griffiths' Norfolk, a photographic journey through the land of Ruth Galloway, features more than 100 stunning pictures taken by photographer Justin Mills. Over the course of a year, Ellie takes readers to the locations across Norfolk which inspired her novels. Ellie first conjured Ruth from the misty Norfolk salt marshes 15 novels ago. On a walk at Titchwell with her archaeologist husband, he told her how prehistoric people believed that marshland was a sacred place, neither land or sea, neither living nor dead, but something in between, and a bridge to the afterlife. Well, she found herself imagining a story linking a missing child, an ancient henge, modern policing, and distant history. Walking towards me out of the mist, I saw Dr. Ruth Galloway, she said. Norfolk has haunted her novels ever since, with Ruth roaming through some of Norfolk's loveliest landscapes and most fascinating stories, from the deep history of Sea Henge and Grimes Graves to medieval King's Lynn and Victorian Norwich. And she is thrilled with the photographs taken by Suffolk photographer Justin Mills. I love Justin's relationship with the landscape. His photographs always tell a story, and you feel as if you're walking across the sand at Hunstanton or through the trees in Thetford Forest, said Ellie. It's very hard to choose a favourite, but I particularly love a picture of the beach at Clye lit up by lightning. It reminds me of the role that weather plays in all the books, from the thunder in The Crossing Places to the snow in The House at Sea's End and the floods in The Ghost Fields. Ellie weaves modern landscapes with the ancient past and adds myth and murder to plots set in the maze of ancient chalk pits, tunnels and crypts beneath Norwich, at a coastal Second World War airfield, or in the pilgrim village of Little Walsingham. She said Norfolk's rich history and beautiful landscapes are the perfect setting for her stories. I've written about many wonderful places. The Bronze Age henge at Holme next to sea takes centre stage in The Crossing Places, and Haysborough is disguised as Moulton Sea End in The House at Sea's End. And much of the action in The Locked Room takes place in Norwich's tombland. One novel begins on Halloween night in King's Lynn. Another includes an unsettling version of Norfolk's Jack Valentine legend. Ellie has been visiting family in the county all her life and first heard many East Anglian folk tales aboard her Auntie Marjorie's boat on the Broads. Her own stories are now shot through with legends of brooding ghosts and baleful devil dogs. My aunt used to know lots of good ghost stories. We would be gliding along the Broads and she would be telling these stories, said Ellie, who has also written a mystery series set in 1950s and 1960s Brighton, plus standalone crime novels and a series for children. But Norfolk and Suffolk are dream locations for a writer.